Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet Lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words interact and contraption.
Ah, it's another fair day in the city.
It's not fair. See this magazine? They've been doing stories on all the supervillains in town but me. Nothing. Not one mention. Look at this. Mr. Big made a mind control device that vacuums while he takes over the city. Big whoop-de-doo. What's so great about that contraption? Page 2. Dr. Two Brains invented a ray that turns donuts into giant cheese danishes. Really? This is ridiculous. Where's the trickery? The human interaction? It's just not fair. If people can't see the value in my homemade, lovingly handcrafted crimes, then there's only one thing for me to do.
Be happy just to be yourself.
Change the way I do business. I'm gonna pull off a fancy crime with all kinds of contraptions and gadgets. That'll show 'em.
Across town at Becky's school.
Thanks for staying after school and helping me with the yearbook, guys.
No problem, Scoops. It's fun remembering all the great interactions we've had with our classmates this year. Oh, no, Bob, you're thinking of infections. Yeah, that wouldn't be fun. An interaction is when you spend time with another person, like when you hang out with your friends or do something together. Wow, lots of great pictures here.
Yeah, and guess who isn't in even one picture?
Me? Really? Not even one?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like you were always dashing off or something just when they were snapping the picture. Anyway, that's sort of why I invited you to help me today. I figured I could take a photo of you working on the yearbook so I could then put you in the yearbook.
Thanks, Scoops. That was really nice.
Let me just grab my camera.
Oh no, Bob. Someone's being robbed. I know we should do something about it, Bob, and we will. But you heard Scoops. I'm not even in one picture. Just need to get one little picture.
Okay, here we go.
Just a real quick one, Bob.
Smile!
I just remembered I forgot something in my locker. I'll be right back.
Oh, left the lens cap on.
Hold it right there! We are too late, Huggy.
I stole the world's only rocket-propelled toothbrush! Woohoo! Yeah, baby! Yep, they gotta notice me now! Man, it was so... fun, and then I had all those fancy contraptions, and how about that human interaction?
What interaction?
Exactly! Not a single soul around to slow me down. Or talk to.
Boy, sounds like a lot of fun.
Wait a minute. I got it! I gotta go bigger! Ha! I just need to commit bigger crimes! And more! More and bigger crimes! Of course!
Oh, boy. Meanwhile.
Hey, Scoops. So, how'd my picture come out?
Oh, yeah. Funny thing. I forgot to take the lens cap off.
Oh.
But don't worry. Since you're back now, I can just take another one.
Great! Again with the alarm? What are the chances? So we'll go right after this photo.
Okay. All set. Say cheese.
Cheese.
This is taking longer than normal.
Cheese.
Really surprised at how this is going on. Cheese. Okay, something's wrong.
What happened?
Oh, this crazy contraption. It's been acting up.
Did it take the photo?
Nope.
Oh.
But I'll borrow another camera, and if you come to the gym later, I'll take your picture right after I do the Lint Collectors Club.
Okay, fine. Anything to be in the yearbook. Can't believe it. We're late. Again. Hey, Matt!
What's what?
This! It's a little piece of yarn. Could that mean...
Mm-hmm.
Granny May! You're right. This doesn't seem like a Granny May crime at all. I wonder what she's up to. Let's go find her. Yeah, I just thought we'd, you know, take the route that goes past the school and the gym, get that picture taken. Oh, forget it. You're right. Yoo-hoo! Anybody home? Granny May? Please don't be hiding. Okay, I've checked the attic, the guest room, the sewing room, the crocheting room, and the quilting room. I really think she's not here. Can we go now? I think there's still time to catch Scoops at the gym.
Ta-da! Bigger and bigger!
Bravo.
What was this all about again? Ah, who am I kidding? It's not about the magazine. It's about having fun doing it my way. And my way may not be big and fancy, but it sure is fine.
So, you're going back to your old ways?
What can I say? I'm a people person, darn it! In fact, I love interacting with people so much, I think I'll go rob some sucker right now! Woohoo!
I'm sorry, ma'am, but this coupon expired 2 days ago.
Oh, really? Well, you seem like such a nice, handsome young man. Couldn't you let me slide by just this once?
Okay. But only because you're such a sweet little old lady. Hey, that's my wallet! Help! My wallet!
Wait, is this the police station?
Help!
My wallet! The one with money in it!
Wait, is this the police station?
Perfect. Just hold it like that and...
Help! Granny May stole my wallet! She's at the grocery store! Wait a second. Is this the police station? Help!
Oh, man!
Wait, Becky, you're moving.
Believe me, Scoops, I really, really don't want to, but...
This is your last chance. My mom's picking me up in a few minutes, and then, well, a deadline is a deadline.
I know, but I gotta go.
Okay, nothing to do about that. Sorry.
Cut it right there, Granny May!
Where, girl?
Let's go, Granny May.
Me? Why, I'm just a little old lady trying to save a few pennies at the grocery store. I haven't done anything. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some groceries to legally purchase.
Yeah, with his money. Go get her, Huggy!
Rats!
Huggy, grab that contraption! No, Huggy, the contraption! Oh, a contraption is a gadget or a gizmo, like a machine. In this case, that label maker is the contraption. Get her, Huggy! So, what do you have to say for yourself now, Granny May?
Woohoo! That was fun! That's the kind of interaction I've been waiting for!
Well, I hope you like interacting with other criminals in prison, because that's exactly where you're headed!
Great job, Word Girl! Do you mind if I take some photos of you for the school yearbook?
Me? Oh.
Yeah, it'll almost be like you're actually in our class.
Finally! I mean, yeah, me in your class, wouldn't that just be weird?
So, a big group shot first?
Cheese!
And so ends another thrilling episode. Be sure to tune in next time, you know, on your TV, your computer, or whatever contraption you choose, because we'll have even more exciting crime-fighting interaction right here on... Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is console. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Emily.
Console means to watch TV while crying, like Becky's dad was doing in that last clip.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Console means to comfort someone or help them feel better when they're upset.
That's right. Congratulations, Phil. You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's... Oh, my microphone. Oh, it's filthy.
Oh, that's so cute. Huggy's consoling Mr. Handsome.
Thanks, pal. Well, Phil, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. Come on, please, be a microphone cleaning kit. It's an official Word Girl rocket-powered merry-go-round. Well, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Today's featured words are squabble and encounter.
It's another perfect Saturday morning.
I don't want to squabble, but you might want to rethink that whole perfect Saturday line. Working on a Saturday. This day isn't perfect at all.
Not if you're spending your morning ankle-deep in mulch. But if you're one of the kids just finding out about the newspaper's big writing contest...
This is just
so perfect!
Reading aloud. The Big City Times is pleased to announce its first annual Big City Writing Contest. Oh, what are the details? Are you between the ages of 8 and 12? Yes, I am. Send us an original story, poem, or essay about Word Girl. The winning entry will win a day with Word Girl.
This newspaper contest is the chance I've been waiting for. Win a date with Word Girl.
Hey, don't you mean win a day with Word Girl?
Of course. Day. That's what I said.
I'm a great writer. This contest is in the bag. Let's see. It was the best of times. It was the worst of... No, that's not good either.
Oh, now, what shall I write about? The story of good versus evil? Story of Word Girl and Theodore McAllister III.
Word up!
Wait, I know what the problem is. I'm a reporter. A reporter needs to interview people first and find out what the story is. All I have to do is hit the streets, and then I'll find my winning story.
Story of two sworn enemies and their secret admiration for each other. Wait, this is no good. All my battles with Word Girl are old news. In order to win, I need a brand new crime to write about. I must get to work right away. It's going to be a very busy day.
Word up. Could you dig a little more quietly, Becky? I need total silence while I think of the perfect Word Girl story. I must win this contest, and you're distracting me.
Why don't you take your work inside, TJ?
I can't. Mother told me to stay here until I'm done writing my essay. I just keep getting so distracted. Why do I live in such a distracting world when I need to create?
Oh, please.
That's what you say. Every time you pick one of those dandelions, it's like...
Ugh, I don't want to squabble.
You don't want to squabble? I thought you didn't want to mulch.
I don't, but that's not the point. I don't want to squabble with you, which means to bicker noisily over something that isn't too important. Let's get back to work.
Oh, nibble, nibble, nibble. Chitter, chitter, I can't work like this.
Aw, he's a friendly little guy.
Well, he's not friendly to my creative process, and I can't get anything done with all this noise. I'm gonna walk down to the library and see if I can still get a look at the giant robot they were talking about on the news. Maybe seeing Word Girl in person will give me the inspiration I crave.
Giant robot, huh?
Everything is proceeding according to plan. While I'm waiting for Word Girl to arrive, I can take notes for my winning story. Army of giant robots. Handsome villain. Correction. Devilishly handsome supervillain.
Call off your robots, Toby!
Word Girl, what a surprise!
Why are you acting like my coming here is an unexpected encounter?
Why, whatever do you mean?
Well, encounter means to meet up with something or someone, usually something or someone that you didn't expect. But you knew that I was going to show up. I always do.
And would you say it's kind of our thing?
All right, there's definitely something weird going on. Spill it, McAllister!
Well, there is this newspaper contest.
Yeah?
I thought we could get ice cream sundaes together, you know, when I win the contest. Or go for a bike ride around town. Or maybe you prefer bowling. We'll have the whole day together, won't we? We could do all three.
You thought this was a good way to win the contest? Toby, I'm...
Flattered, yes.
These robots are long overdue for the scrap heap. Overdue! Get it?
Word Girl, you saved me.
Phew, that was too close.
Hey, while I have you here, do you have time to answer a few questions for this article I'm writing? You know, for the big contest.
Ugh.
It'll just take a minute. Maybe an hour.
Enough about him. Can we get back to my story now?
Huggy, those robots are trying to eat the entire cookbook section. Let's go!
Just stand here. I am the president of the International Word Girl Fan Club. I've got to help. I've got to.
I beg your pardon, but no, you do not got to. You see, I must defeat Word Girl, so I will have the best story for the newspaper's writing contest.
Oh, yeah, well...
Sorry, I can't hear a word you're saying. it. Let me just press pause.
I said, no way are you winning that contest. Sorry, I said no way are you winning that contest because I'm gonna win it.
Word girl, do you have time for that interview now? I'd really like to win the contest.
Oh, you're not gonna win. I am.
I'm pretty sure that I am.
No, I am.
This has got to be the silliest squabble I've ever encountered.
Oh, I love when she uses both words in the same sentence.
Hey, thanks for noticing. I'll tell you, this is the last time I agree to one of these contests. I just don't need the publicity anymore, you know what I'm saying? Now, where do we leave off?
There was some squabbling going on.
Oh, right. Guys, the contest was supposed to be about writing, not winning. I'd be happy to spend a day with all of you. I mean, all of you who are not totally evil.
Hey, evil villains deserve to win contests too, you know.
You know what, Toby? Villainous crimes against the library disqualifies you from entering the contest.
What? What? All kids ages 8 to 12 are permitted to enter the writing contest. Rules, details, blah. During the course of the contest, if any kid ruins public property, they will be disqualified and will not be eligible to win a date with Word Girl. Blasted rules! Well, fine then. Date or no date, Word Girl, I'm still going to defeat you.
It's not a date!
I'll save you, Word Girl. Word up! Hold on, it's gonna happen.
But what's this? Looks like some of the robots are starting to squabble.
Quick, while they're distracted by the squabble, implement plan number 176. Well, boys, I think we all learned a valuable lesson here today, didn't we?
If you spin robots around, they get dizzy just like people. A definite flaw in my design, I agree. Must fix that.
I was thinking more like, don't waste time squabbling over silly, unimportant things. Now, why don't you all try making something up for the contest? Writing about an experience is fine, but using your imagination can be equally amazing. And also, robot crimes are not okay.
Oh, hello, Mother. You see, I was just entering a contest. And I... Ow. Word Girl, maybe we can still get sushi sometime. Ow, Mom. Ow.
So, Word Girl?
Where'd she go?
I can't believe Violet got first place with a poem. After everything we went through, she wins with a poem. A poem? Are you kidding me? A poem.
Let's see here. A poem about chocolate chunk chewy gooey cookies in the shape of Word Girl by Violet Heaslip. Oh, greatest superhero cookie, chewy gooeys, I want another. Do you eat too-y? I don't know, but I think my mom's triple chocolate chunk cookies are the best cookies ever.
No, my dad's whoopie pies are the best.
Cookies.
Whoopie pies.
Cookies!
Dad, this guy's putting down your whoopie pies.
Come on, boys, let's not squabble, especially when my mom's lemon squares are the best. It's time to invite the audience back for another exciting encounter with Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello,
I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Phil, you correctly defined the word console. Ready to play the bonus round?
Okay.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for console. Okay, what do you think, Phil?
Is it number three? In that picture, it looks like Word Girl is consoling TJ.
You got it, which means you're our bonus round winner, Huggy. Show him what he's won. An official Word Girl microphone cleaning kit. Phil, you are the luckiest kid on the face of the earth.
Okay.
Well, I'd be more than happy to take it off your hands. See you next time on...
May I have a word?
Need a break from fighting crime?
Okay, so shall we begin the tour?
Take some time to unwind in a super secret spaceship hideout.
Thanks, Word Girl. You're the greatest superhero ever.
All right, then. Watch Word Girl on PBS Kids Go. Word up.
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is crazy because I like to act crazy around the house to my mom and dad.
My favorite word is despicable. I like to use it all the time, especially when school isn't canceled and there's snow outside. I'd say that's pretty despicable.
I like dancing because I dance at home with my mom and in school.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what squeamish means. That's right. Squeamish means to be easily disgusted or shocked by something. Congratulations, Huggy. Squeamish.
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on